as soon as it arises, and deal with it, of course. I think I'm capable of handling most complications by myself. That's why I prefer not to delegate. I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to neglect my responsibilities.
3.
It doesn't matter what project I'm working on. My priorities are always to deliver what's been asked of me and on time. That's why I prefer to avoid any last-minute changes, although obviously I need to discuss these suggestions with the other team members before deciding how to proceed. Generally, though, I'd say it's best to stick to the initial brief, especially where there are particularly tight deadlines to meet.
Unit 5, Audio 26. 1.
I'd say I'm very sales-focused, very much so. As I've already outlined, I sell more than anyone else in my current job. I just love the challenge of the sale. Of course, I need to drive the other members of my team as well. Yes, they might find me a bit demanding at times, but I think it's important to work together as a team to get results. Otherwise, we just wouldn't achieve our sales targets, would we?
2.
What do I bring to the team? Let's see. Well, given my current position, I obviously know the products inside out. I think I'm also quite good on detail. I'm generally able to pinpoint the cause of a problem